right, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Jeff Holtzman joins us now. Jeff, are you getting ready for the big snowstorm? How much is expected in D.C.?
Well, it kind of depends, but I think they're saying somewhere between 5 and 10 inches. And so, yeah, we are bracing for that. And, you know, it's it probably will disrupt a lot of work in the area. And, you know, it's good to have a snow day every now and then.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, big news in D.C. I guess, you know, all of this is still over. A lot of this is over the sequester. The White House canceled tours because of it. The Senate Democrats are, what, they're trying to accept a general spending level that's set in the House bill and that kind of stuff. Am I right?
Yeah, the big fight right now is, you know, obviously over the, you know, government funding. Current funding expires on March 27th. So lawmakers are scrambling to find a way to get that passed, so they don't have a government shutdown on their hands. The House will vote on a bill Thursday that, you know, it obeys the spending cap that was agreed to in 2011, but it's not exactly 100% kosher with Democrats because it gives the Pentagon a little more money than they're supposed to get. It takes a little more money away from non-defense discretionary spending. So we'll see what happens. The White House hasn't threatened to veto it yet, but they certainly don't want to pass it as is. Meanwhile, the Senate is probably going to introduce its own plan later this week. I don't know exactly when they're going to vote on it, but Senator Reid said that they would have a vote and it would be soon. So you have competing plans there, and then they'll have to sort of hash out the details. And then you also alluded to the White House tours. That's kind of an interesting story. I think there's a lot of politics going on right here. It's unclear exactly whether the White House needed the money to do the tours, but this is something that they had sort of the power to do, to sort of send a message, because those visitor tours, you have to book those through your congressional offices. So it's sort of a middle finger to the Congress, in a sense, and certainly has a lot of people up in arms.
Yeah, no kidding. The first time I went, Senator Pete Domenici got me in. And it was through him that I went in. You know, he has his own woes, as you know, from a couple of weeks ago. So one last one. Brennan gets the pass from one committee. Now he has to move on to the rest, right?
Yes. The Intelligence Committee voted 12-3 to send him out of committee. So now he just needs the, you know, final approval from the Senate. But that's a question mark, because U.S. Senator Rand Paul saying that he might block the nomination unless he gets definitive answers from the administration and definitive guarantees, that is, that they won't use drones ever on U.S. soil. And interestingly enough, Paul sent Eric Holder a letter, and Holder responded today saying that he could foresee extraordinary measures, extraordinary circumstances where they might need to use drones on American soil. That's pretty interesting. And so I don't know if that's going to do much to, you know, ease Rand Paul's fears. But then again, Rand Paul is just one guy, and it remains to be seen whether he can get a coalition behind him to block Brennan. Dianne Feinstein, meanwhile, who's the chairwoman of the Intelligence Committee, said today that she thinks that the Democrats had 60 votes to break a potential filibuster. In terms of a vote on Brennan, that probably will come later this week, maybe Thursday, probably Friday.
Yeah, wow. All right, Jeff Holtzman, thanks, as always, for joining us, and enjoy your – aren't you going to a fundraiser, South Sudan?
That's right. Always a party here on Capitol Hill.
No kidding. And you know what? God bless Ellen Ratner, man. I'm sure she's involved. Is she involved in this?
She is. GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
Yeah, goats for the old goat. Get a goat today. It's cheap, and it helps a lot of people. Jeff, thanks. We'll talk to you again down the line.
All right, see you today.
Talking about the drones and Eric Holder. Holder was quick to say during the questioning that it was entirely hypothetical and unlikely to occur. You know, I don't blame Rand Paul for jumping on this. I mean, hold up the nomination, of course. Why not hold up the nomination until you get a full answer to that, wanting to know whether or not this administration would consider a policy to domestically use drones. What would be the rationale of using drones on our soil to kill suspected homegrown terror suspects? I think there's a little bit of confusion there. So Paul's letter, dated on Monday, to a Holder, about a drone strike against America is possible, right? And the fact that he went into it and said, well, I suppose under an extraordinary circumstance, would it be necessary and appropriate under U.S. law for the president to authorize the military to use lethal force within the United States? Wow. That's a big deal. Are you kidding? You can't just sweep that under the rug, because now all of that, of course, is on record. So hypothetically, could do it domestically using drones. And how many drones are there? A crazy amount. 8,000 drone possibilities. And I've said this before, drones in warfare, the way they've been used, obviously terrible with collateral damage when that's happened. But I am not against drones overseas in a serious war situation, okay? But using drones to pick off people in the United States is different. I mean, come on, no way. So Rand Paul's question might be hypothetical, but the way he answered it doesn't make me feel comfortable. You know, making it clear in the letter that he would have to examine the facts of, this is Eric Holder, our attorney general, that he would have to look at the facts of every situation separately and advise the president on his legal authority. And, of course, the issue of targeting American terror suspects with lethal force came into big focus when we were talking about Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed in that drone strike in Yemen, which I support that. I'm sorry. He was, if anything, he was evil incarnate, and he would easily blow all our heads off. And I believe that. That's not propaganda. It's not hypothetical. It is what it is, for sure. But now when we're talking about the United States, when we're talking about possibly, ooh, let's see what the situation is, good for Rand Paul for holding that up. I think there's some merit to this. You know, asking and raising the question of the use of drones domestically is important. It's something that you and I need to know. We need to know that, and we need to know what the answer is. So the Intelligence Committee, as we said there, approves John Brennan's nomination, and they sent it to the full Senate for consideration. However, you know, this is kind of a game changer with the Paul question. Let's see if this gets held up a little bit. And like I said, bravo for him for asking it, bringing this issue up, because this is the kind of stuff that we need to know. We need to know if this would be ordered against us on, you know, U.S. soil. All right, we talked also about the weather there. Do you know 1,000 flights have been canceled? I double-checked that through the magic of the Internet and a buddy, but it has been actually over 1,000. I think some news outlets are reporting that, too. And this is that storm that I asked Jeff about that's smashing Washington, D.C., Chicago already. They've already had a bunch of snow, and that's why they're canceling these flights for Wednesday, realizing that it's just going to be an absolute mess. So winter is not over yet, my friends. The Dow explodes, but in what direction? We're going to bring it up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1582.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1622.72, $811.36 for a half ounce, or $405.68 for a quarter ounce. That's $1622.72, $811.36, and $405.68.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, we're going to talk about the Dow and the direction that it was headed in, but some interesting news. The Butcher is dead, topping odds and ends. You know who the Butcher is? Hugo Chavez. So the socialist dictator that pushed down the poor, danced on the poor, while somehow entertaining celebrities and other people who thought he was just so wonderful, wanting to offer cheap gas for people who were struggling in the U.S. You remember a few years ago in New York City talking about offering heating oil. I mean, give me a break. This guy was, he was bad news. And he might have pictured himself as the smiling, wonderful guy surrounded by a people that loved him. But behind the scenes, that was hardly the case. It was fake, fake, fake. So for Venezuela, maybe they can have and find a better path to be on, a path where the people have a shot at some sort of a better lifestyle instead of being under the guise of a ruthless dictator, because that was Hugo Chavez. That's why he's called the Butcher. The nickname stands true because he butchered people. So Hugo Chavez, dead. How about that? You know, they talked about, they tried to keep a lid on it since he controlled the state-run media. They tried to keep a lid on the fact that he was so ill. He had cancer, and they couldn't. And you know, photographs were doled out surreptitiously, and you knew that this wasn't good. I mean, look, you knew that things weren't good for Chavez, and it was just a matter of time. So his funeral is set for Friday. The vice president, Nicolas Maduro, is going to assume the interim presidency. They're going to have elections in 30 days. So this is a chance for a big change, perhaps in Venezuela. As I said, there was, you know, how many celebrities went to go and visit Chavez, and as I never understood that, knowing some of the things that I knew about what he had done to way too many people. So he had a long battle with cancer. He's gone. The funeral. Then 30 days later, this election. Now, Venezuela's government has declared 7 days of national mourning. So the embassies around the world, already the flags at half mast. And after that, then there will be the big push to see what happens. Now, Maduro, the interim guy, just to throw this out there in the mix, is got no intention of running. That's what it seems like from some of the stuff that he said. But he is expected to be the United Socialist Party of Venezuela's candidate for the job. Another guy who doesn't want the job, who they're going to throw up there for the party. Ugh. Please. So he assumes it temporarily. How strange when you think Chavez and the fact of how long he has had that grip on power in Venezuela. So this is a huge, huge change for that country. A good chance for something different, I think, to happen. The U.S. embassy there was definitely some tensions between Venezuelan officials or government types and the U.S. embassy, because they were saying, Venezuela was saying they were getting rid of two embassy officials, U.S. embassy officials, because they were accusing them of plotting to destabilize the country because they found out what was going on with them and obviously had intercepted a few things. And, you know, Chavez inserted himself into everything. I mean, everything. So this is a big change and a chance for maybe something different to happen in that country. Maybe some a different kind of leadership. It seems unlikely, but not impossible. They do have elections, and they do have people that are pressing on all sides of this. Think about 1992 and Chavez and how combative he was. And certainly a coup upon a coup to try to knock him out. So that happens at the tail end of the week. Wow, crazy. I think a lot of people weren't even aware that he was so ill. Coming up on America Tonight, I want to make sure I bump this one. Stephen Shohat, he comes on every week. He's our man in Hollywood. We're going to talk about Oz. There's a lot of buzz over the movie Oz. In fact, Fandango and all those ticket places where you can get tickets ahead of time, the people are getting the tickets, and they think they're going to have blowout lines, not just kids, because this is a different version of Oz. Not like the Wizard of Oz from decades ago. So we'll talk to Stephen about the excitement over the Oz movie. It might be one of the biggest box office hits to really start the new year. I mean, we're a couple months into it, but it may end up being perhaps one of the biggest. Right, I teased the fact that the Dow was going in a certain direction. You know, when Chavez died, when they announced that he died, or that it was looking pretty bad, I thought, oh no, here we go, because you just really don't know which way the wind is going to bend the markets, which is so crazy. Anything with a hint of negativity, instability, or something that could infect the United States financially or, you know, otherwise, have a big shakeup, the markets can really flop, as we've seen from last week. I say this all the time. I mean, it's like legalized gambling, without a doubt. We all know that. However, if in this country, at least now, of all the things that you can invest in, and there's great things to invest in, including, you know, here on the network, we always talk about gold, and gold is good. If you had held gold, gosh, just even 4 or 5 years ago, you would be sitting on a very, very big profit. But you have to have something in the market, and most people have things tied to the market. So the Dow closed at a new record high, 125 points. It went up, which is crazy. So it's all those stocks, some of those stocks that are having incredible bounces where they're flying up, like Hershey having a 52-week high. You know, Hershey chocolate bars, boom, the company having an awesome bounce. The S&P had 15 points It finished at its highest level since October 2007 and is only actually 2% away from its closing, its record closing high. So now we're seeing that, you know, is it the economy? Is the market chugging along? Is there less negative news? Can't we just muzzle people who want to throw out negative news? Like, no offense, but Alan Greenspan, I don't want him lecturing anywhere and talking about what a U-shaped economy we have or what horrible things are happening. Or well, he wouldn't touch quantitative easing, but quantitative easing and all the fake money that we're printing. So, you know, it's good. It's good when the stock market's better because, listen, whether you want to invest in the stock market in any way or not, the one thing you don't want is you don't want it to be so much of a tank that it completely cripples us, because it has the effect of crippling the economy. And whatever it is, you want it to be, in the end, you want it to be the difference between the bulls and the bulls run, right? Do we want the bears? No, keep the bears away because of all the bank problems, the global economy, the financial markets. I am looking to keep that bear away. So when we hear about market highs, trust me, you might hate all that nonsense and not care and have your money in the mattress or whatever, but you want the Dow to be up. You want the fates and fortunes of some of our companies to be definitely on the high end rather than somewhere on the low end for your own economic survival. Because, you know, if you look historically at stock market crashes, not good, my friends. Not good at all. Because that also affects so many of the companies and the people who are employed by the companies that would be considered the blue chip ones, as I mentioned. So in the end here, as we wrap up this segment and get ready to boot it over to Stephen as we go to him in Los Angeles, I feel for you, Marty in Chicago, who says, wow, at the airport they had 6 inches of snow by the afternoon. I feel lucky that I got out of the windy city because it's the first 6 inches they've had since Groundhog Day and that big nasty blizzard, which I was a part of back in 2011. Yeah, 1,000 flights canceled. There's a reason for that. Stephen coming up next.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV,
the burglar deterrent.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Going to be to kill a wicked witch?
Hard. Really hard. It's very, very hard to kill a wicked witch. And what about that poor girl back there? I think she really liked you.
She'll get over me. They always do. She's a pretty young witch. There'll be plenty of wizards knocking at her door.
Oh, every lie you tell gets us one step closer to the Emerald City dungeon.
And don't think of them as lies. Think of them as stepping stones on the road to greatness.
Wait, I got it. Or turn around and go back. You'll come clean. You apologize for lying about being the wizard and for lying to that poor girl, okay? You gotta really seem contrite. You gotta sell it. Maybe you can even cry. Can you cry? I could cut up an onion.
Not going back. We're gonna find this wicked witch, steal her wand, I'll get that big pile of gold, and you can have a nice pile of bananas, all right?
Bananas. Oh, I see. Because I'm a monkey, I must love bananas, right? That is a vicious stereotype.
You don't like bananas?
Of course I love bananas. I'm a monkey. Don't be ridiculous. I just don't like you saying it.
That's a little clip from Oz. There is a lot of anticipation over this movie. So much so, as I said, people are buying tickets early. So this isn't going to be, I don't believe, like The Wizard of Oz that we've seen over and over again since we were children. The original with Judy Garland and whatnot. It's going to be tweaked in a much different direction. However, looking at it, just looking at the clips, I can see why there's buzz over this. It's pretty exciting. And even from the effects alone, pretty cool. So each week, Stephen Shohat, our man in Hollywood, comes on. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movie. Stephen, are you excited about Oz?
A little bit. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm not the biggest James Franco fan. I hope it's good. I really hope it's good. I'd really like to enjoy it. It's getting mixed reviews out there. I mean, they got some interesting things going on with it because it's made by Disney, and Warner Brothers owns the classic 1939 movie, and Disney is trying to get everything out of the Oz books, but not trample on the movie. So little things like Sam Raimi, for example, wanted to put rainbows in the movie and was told by the legal department that he might have problems because of the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and so he excised them. So it's going to be a really interesting challenge to get the flavor of the movie of the original Wizard of Oz. And, of course, this one is without music. So, I mean, that's an interesting thing, too. It's really walking a tightrope in a way, because the books are quite different from the movie. I mean, when MGM made the movie in 1939, one of the things was they didn't think that the public would accept a complete fantasy story, and that's why they made it into a dream. So, I mean, you know, a lot of things are going to be different with this production.
Yeah, no kidding. And the original just keeps on giving, doesn't it? I mean, the kids from how many generations now, how many decades has the original Wizard of Oz been around? I don't even know, Stephen.
Well, since 1939. And,
wow.
And of course, in the 50s, MGM sold it to television, and CBS was interested in Gone with the Wind. And at the time, MGM thought they could get some more movie releases out of Gone with the Wind. They didn't originally make Gone with the Wind, but they acquired it. Anyway, they sold The Wizard of Oz instead. And once it got onto TV, it became probably the most popular movie of all time as far as being watched. And yeah, I mean, it certainly does keep going along, and it certainly has really identifiable characters. And one big key that happened with that movie, when they were first starting it, Judy Garland was running around in a baby doll wig and heavy makeup and was just sort of clowning around during the whole production, and she thought that the costumes of her co-stars looked ridiculous. And of course, she had a very wonderful personality and loved telling stories and was just fun to be around. And the director, Richard Thorpe, was replaced, and they brought in George Cukor. And George Cukor said, the only way this is going to work is you have to be yourself. And so after that point, she started taking the situation quite seriously. And then I think a big key to the movie was the audience believed that she believed in the wonderful Land of Oz. And that sincerity, I think that drives it forward. I think personally, that's my opinion of why it holds up so well to this day. In fact, when she started singing the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, she went from being, you know, a laughing, fun-loving person to being greatly moved and crying on the set. I just think it gave the movie a certain weight.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a good observation. In casting this new one, as you said, you're not a great big fan of James Franco. I kind of echo that. I mean, I've seen him in a few things that I think he's good, but I've seen him where I think he's awful, too. How'd they come up with the casting, I wonder?
Well, I mean, they were talking to Robert Downey Jr., and that didn't work out. They were talking to Johnny Depp, and that didn't work out. So I think James Franco was not the original choice, and I think, you know, I think they wanted somebody kind of whimsical, and I think his image certainly fits that. And we'll have to see how it's all about. Well, I mean, how he does. It's going to be very, very interesting. And I think one of the things they're going to do is the political ramifications of L. Frank Baum's work might show up into this story. Now, there's a lot of interpretations. I mean, some people think that the Wicked Witch of the East was actually Grover Cleveland, and the Wicked Witch of the West was actually President McKinley, and the Cowardly Lion, who's not in this movie, was William Jennings Bryan, and the Yellow Brick Road represented the gold standard, and the Scarecrow was the farmer, and the Tin Man was the working man, and other characters represented Native Americans. And I think some of those political issues are going to be drawn into this movie. Whether that will ruin the family entertainment or not, or maybe it'll be so subtle that it's not really a big deal, that remains to be seen. So there is absolutely a lot of intrigue behind this movie, and it's projected to make $80 million the first week, and you know, we'll see if the word of mouth carries it.
Yeah, $80 million the first week. And do you think the audience will be flooded with children or kind of teenagers and older, or just a kind of a mixed audience? What's the demographic?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of Oz fans, and I'll tell you, Walt Disney loved the Oz books. That was one of the initial projects he wanted to make after Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in 1937. And then he found out that MGM had acquired it, and he couldn't do it. But then later on, he acquired the rights to the remaining Oz books, tried to do something with it. It never happened in his lifetime. Finally, in 1985, the Disney company post-Walt made a movie called The Return to Oz. And at the time, it didn't do well. I mean, the director, Walter Murch, he since that time has never directed another feature. But the movie did develop a cult following eventually, even though people compared it unfavorably with the original Wizard of Oz. And that's a big problem, because no matter what happens, no matter how much they say they're drawing from L. Frank Baum and it's not totally related to the movie in 1939, that comparison is going to be made. And it's an awful, awful hard challenge to live up to equal that movie. And they are in some ways paying homage to the movie, because they're going to start out in black and white like the original movie did, and have characters playing in the real world who turn up in Oz. So they are doing some things that are derivative of the 1939 film.
Yeah. Boy, and it, you know, we mentioned James Franco, but the huge, huge cast. We have just a couple minutes left, but Rachel Weisz is getting a big bump in Hollywood. This is a big role for her.
Yeah, all three actresses, Rachel Weisz, Michelle Williams, and Mila, I never get her name right.
Kunis, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're all three witches, and one of them is going to turn out to be the Wicked Witch, and that's, I mean, that's the intrigue of the movie, although I think if you read up on the movie, you can pretty well guess which one it's going to be, but you know, don't want to give it away here. But I think what they're doing also is they are doing a lot of computer graphics, but they wanted it to be like The Wizard of Oz, as far as instead of standing in front of a blue screen, being on a real film set with that imagery surrounding the actors, so they could relate to the original Wizard of Oz in that way. So, it's really interesting in some ways how they're going to try and be like the original, and at the same time, they can't be too much like the original, because if they are, they'll get a big lawsuit. So it's a very delicate balancing act that they have.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Stephen Showhead, Hollywood Stories. Go check it out, hollywoodstories.com. Pick up the book if you don't already have a copy of it. Stephen, we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate.
All right, thank you. So, Oz, how many people are running out to go see Oz? As Stephen said, they're projecting $80 million on the opening weekend for this picture, so it has the potential to really be one of the biggest ones to start off the year, you know, halfway through the year anyway, a couple months into the year. All right, coming up on the flip side, he was quotable, now he's dead. More on Hugo Chavez and other musings. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Immediately, he was a good buddy of Hugo Chavez, says, I mourn a great hero. Yep. I ask you. Sean, baby, here's the problem I have with that. I like Sean Penn's movies. He's been in some really good movies. But I got to say, his politics, he's leaving a lot to be desired in that department. Because, listen, the guy slaughters his people. So how is he a great hero? How is he a wonderful guy? How is he a man of the people? You know, you can't deny the facts. And the facts are that people lived under some scary times with Hugo Chavez. For 14 years, he was in power. Last two, he was riddled with cancer, especially, obviously, at the tail end of his time as the dictator in that country. When I was a kid, we went to Caracas, but this was before Hugo Chavez. It was right before Hugo Chavez. And I remember going into the Amazon, and I remember feeling safe. I was young. I was a kid. But I remember the people, and I remember really liking the country. Of course, there was lots of military around, and you could see that. But nothing like how it was amped up when Chavez came into power. And, you know, some of the things that he said along the way, he amassed $2 billion. So he talked often about the United States and the quest for money, smashing the U.S., yet he was somebody who was beyond wealthy compared to the people in his country. So he said on his television program, as he dominated the airwaves there, it was state-run TV, radio, etc. In 2005, his program was Hello, President. He said, being rich is bad. It's inhuman, except for when it's me. Yeah, he didn't have the except for when it's me part. Then he said about President Bush, remember, at the United Nations, this happened in 2006. Yesterday, the devil came here, right here, and it smells of sulfur still today. He hated Bush, without a doubt. And also in 2006, he said, you're an alcoholic, a drunk, a liar, an immoral person, Mr. Danger. You are the worst psychologically sick man. That was about Bush. And then on Donald Rumsfeld, he said, the Lord of War is Donald Rumsfeld, one of the dogs of the devil. Yeah. And for all of the things that he was quoted for, and I think there were some other quotes I can remember reading, and I'm trying to dig some of them up, but he actually had a funny one on a Valentine's Day, because as I said, he dominated the airwaves, and now he knows what it, and he knew what it was like to fill time, I suppose. And he said, Marissa Bell, which was his wife, I'm going to give you one tonight, get ready. That's what he said to his wife on national TV. That was like in 2000, something like that. And when he took office in 1999, he said, I swear in front of my people that over this moribund constitution, I will push forward the democratic transformations that are necessary. It was not a democratic country. He was a socialist dictator. I mean, that's pretty much what he was. He would be on my short list, the opposite of Sean Penn's. He would be on my short list of evildoers. Top five. He made my top five from day one. All I had to do was talk to a couple of Americans who spent some time living in Venezuela and who talked to many of the people in Venezuela, in Caracas and on the outskirts of some other areas. So I have to say, he talked about capitalism and said, I have always heard that it would not be strange that there had been civilization on Mars, but maybe capitalism arrived there. Imperialism arrived and finished off the planet. Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to say Hugo Chavez did some really nasty things to a lot of people. He was a quote machine. Sometimes he had, like I said, some funny quotes, but he also had some pretty ridiculous quotes. So now you got an interim president, 30 days, a new election there. Things could change, but it seems unlikely that there be a massive change in the government. But, you know, there's protesters that were already coming out. So, you know, who's to say that there might be somebody not quite as bad as Chavez? Though there are many folks who have covered him who are writing, be careful what you wish for, because it could be that much worse. At the top of the hour, I mentioned this about the White House tours being canceled. Jeff Holtzman joined us from D.C., from Talk Radio News, and he said it's funny that I brought up that question because they're canceling the tours, saying that the budget cuts that went into effect are to blame for it. And Jeff had a good point. Most people get their tours, get their tickets, I mean, almost always, from their congressperson. You know, they call up and they get tickets. So usually they do it so far ahead of time. And we know that the idea is to slice off, what, $85 billion altogether in the sequester, which is now a seven-month period, unless something changes. Unless the automatic cuts that swung into effect last Friday, somehow there's some last-minute bill or deal or whatever agreement to change things. But it just seems wrong that they're canceling tours for people who have made plans to go to the Capitol, who, I mean, closing the White House to the, you know, closing the White House to the people, to we the people who are there on trips or whatever. Because, you know, when you go to Washington, that's what it's about. It's about seeing the monuments and whatever. And trust me, there are a lot of people that want to see the White House. They want to see where, you know, where our power base is at the executive level. And so they, you know, wait for a long time sometimes to get the tickets and then make the plans to go to D.C. And, you know, we're talking about people around the country, not just a stone's throw away. One thing if you just are running down a turnpike, another if you're coming from a far distance. So I think there's going to be some pretty upset people over the fact that now they're blaming the cuts on the fact that the tours have been canceled. The other thing that has come up and is also worth bringing up here at the tail end of the hour as we swing out the door is something that we've talked about a lot here on America Tonight, the right to die the way that you want to die. And so much is being made over this woman who died after being denied CPR. She said she wanted no intervention. You know, that's one of the things that's so big when you sign the order not to revive somebody. So the woman died after a nurse at her home refused to provide CPR. And, you know, this woman had chosen to live in a place without medical people on staff and wanted to pass away without life-prolonging intervention. That's what her family said. But, and then they're also saying they don't plan to sue the independent living place where she died. But the 911 tape had what a wild, dramatic conversation between the dispatcher and the nurse who refused to cooperate with the pleas for someone to start CPR as the firefighters were going to the scene. So there was a 7-minute, 16-second exchange, actually. The dispatcher insisting the nurse perform CPR or find somebody else willing to do it. But the home parent company of this place, of this facility, said in a statement that the person, the employee, wrongly interpreted the company policy when she declined to offer CPR aid, because that's what she said. It was Glenwood Gardens that we're talking about, and this the idea of the CPR and not giving CPR has just exploded in conversation across the nation. It's a place, by the way, in Bakersfield, California. All right, I'm going to leave you with this exit line, my own interpretation of a famous movie line. Stay classy, America.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.